What's that sound? It's ROG.
Duh.
That's Ice Life.
From University of Lagos, University of Benin, Babcock to Covenant, this is the Redefined Countdown.
Connect with us on Twitter and on Instagram
at RedefinedNG.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. You're welcome back to the Redefined Countdown show, the show that brings the best of the best of fast rising artists while also pushing through good music.
Yes, it is.
Now, today is a very special show in the house.
Yes, it is.
So, we're here to say thank you to our loyal listeners and even
thank
the
you
new
very
listeners.
Much.
Thank you for coming in and listening to us. Now, from the Redefined NG and ROG Music Africa, we have some freebies for y'all to, you know,
free stuff just the way we like it,
just the way you like it. You know, now Nigerians like our wolf, you understand. So, to cash in on these freebies, there are a few things you gotta do. For one, you gotta listen to the show and any song on the show that has the tag "Data is Life." All you gotta do is comment the name of the song with the hashtag "The Redefined Countdown" on ROG Music Africa's Instagram page. And you stand a chance to winning, I mean, free data, you know, free tickets, you know. As for Nigeria, you understand, this Christmas period, everybody wants to flex.
We guys do right, bro.
We guys do right, last.
Or you can also upload your songs on the ROG Music Africa platform and also stand a chance to win loads of free music.
Oh, you guys be a dope artist though. No, don't go out and upload. You understand what I'm saying?
You
will savvy. Or there's a number three. We're gonna be dropping questions on the show as from now on. And if you know by mistake or on purpose know the answer, all you gotta do is drop the answer on ROG Music Africa's page with the hashtag "The Redefined Countdown Question." And you stand a chance to winning as many freebies as we care to give. You understand? All this is courtesy of Airtel. Guess who our sponsors now? You understand? Jeez. You're like anybody. Come on.
Bloody Famsa.
Yeah, I'm back. See, I should literally change my name to Official Famsa. That thing suits me. Die. Anyways, we're moving on to our number 10 song for today.
And on number 10 song for today, we got Priceless AY featuring Mo Believe, and we call this one Forget. Enjoy,
forget.
Guys.
Forget, but don't forget to, you know, cash in on freebies.
Don't forget to...
It's time for number 10.
It's a boy, Priceless. Don't you call my line, baby, you should forget. No, don't hit me up, baby, you should forget. Promises I made, baby, you should forget. No, see, I thought you were mine, but you come deny me, babe.
Don't you call me back, baby, you should forget me. If you walk right out the door, baby, you should forget me. All the promises I made, baby, you should forget them. So don't you call my line, baby, you should forget me.
You said that you wanted me,
yeah.
You said that you needed me,
yeah.
Call me up in the midnight, you said you want company,
yeah.
Then I woke up and I found out you need everybody, yeah. Oh, she, yeah.
Don't you call me back, baby, you should forget me. If you walk right out the door, baby, you should forget me. All the promises I made, baby, you should forget them. So don't you call my line, baby, you should forget me. Oriani Fetty PC, I know I love you, Odenu. I thought you were the one, Sisi, the one for me then. Iwako Ayabola, Iwako Lori Posh Money, Iwako Princess Tikash, Iwako Aya everybody. Now I know I love you, Odenu. I know I love you, Odenu. My queen, me mama, why me why? You know I love
you,
Odenu.
Don't you call my line, baby, you should forget.
Ten song, Priceless, AY, and calls out on Forget.
Forget.
Dope song,
was a dope song, man. Bruh. I know you're waiting for my gist.
I
mean, you always wait for my gist.
No, it's fine.
Navi always get gist now. It's not my fault. As my life is not entertaining, I can't help it. So, yes.
I don't hear your love story here.
No, it's not love story. It's churches. I am still not telling you people what church I attend.
Okay.
I'm not telling you. But, guys.
Was it something about virus?
No, guys. Trust me, it was me that preached.
Yeah, are you serious?
I'm telling you, it was this children's thingy, and I assist the children teachers.
Yeah.
So they were like, the bridge in between. They gave me some speech about being the bridge in between the two generations. And plan. I'm like, just say you just want me to get up on the pulpit and preach something.
It's all good.
So I was like, I'm gonna smash these people today. And I went up there and I'm
smash
like,
people in church. Yeah, no, bro, mind your language.
See, smash has been misused by people of this generation. This was one of the things I was talking about. You know, I tried to message the I generation guy. I was feeling like a pastor. I was feeling like some guy. You know,
was this how you dressed? Oh, you?
Nah, guy. I was on some guy. No, I didn't wear coat. I wore corporate. You know, talking. You know, I swear to God, show, you know, you understand everything. It was just chilling.
Yeah, I
was feeling like one minister like that. And I went up and I'm not saying, okay, I'm talking about the I generation, you know, how parents can raise children in the 21st century. I just the tackle period. Guy,
pushy.
I said, I'm there on top of it that they cannot tell me. I'm like, I just the enter them.
So tell me one of your maddest punchlines I dropped.
I didn't drop any punchlines. I was very subtle about the whole thing, but I was saying, you people have to learn how to understand your children. You know, this is the I generation. You know, there's Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. I just told them that all of them don't know what Google was.
Wait, was your mom seated in the...
No, I told my mom, sorry, later. But my church was dope. It was like a good ending to a crazy week. So it was awesome. It was awesome. That's it from me.
It's all good. Let's move straight to number 9 song. We got Rap One by Mo Believe. Enjoy.
Mo Believe again. I think it's good.
It's time. Number 9.
Diamonds in your eyes. You don't need no makeup, no need for a disguise. I can see the beauty in just anything you do. You ain't gotta worry, cause you know I got you. See, you're in the right one, yeah. I ain't come home till the sunset. I don't need nobody but you, cause baby, I love you. See, girl, you're the right one, yeah. I ain't come home till the sunset. I don't need nobody but you, cause baby, I love you. Yeah. Ain't no doubt you a beauty, baby. Just know I can be your bees. You're a pretty thing from the south side. I'm a big boy from the east. Yeah, we got love and it's young love, so we let it grow like yeast. Yeah, you got a place and I got a town, so let's meet up and then sheesh. Whoa. Will I ever leave and I said never? I said, you know we can turn this to forever. You said, boy, you know there ain't nobody better. I said, you know, I know, you know ain't nobody better. So will I ever leave and I said never? I said, you know we can turn this to forever. You said, boy, you know there ain't nobody better. I said, you know, I know, you know ain't nobody better. I can see the linen bits of diamonds in your eyes. You don't need no makeup, no need for a disguise. I can see the beauty in just anything you do. You ain't gotta worry, cause you know I got you. I can see the linen bits of diamonds in your eyes. You don't need no makeup, no need for a disguise. I can see the beauty in just anything you do. You ain't gotta worry, cause you know I got you. See, you're in the right one, yeah. I ain't come home till the sunset. I don't need nobody but you, cause baby, I love you. See, girl, you're the right one, yeah. I ain't come home till the sunset. I don't need nobody but you, cause baby, I love you, yeah.
Dope one. Music these days are getting better. I mean, they're getting better.
Getting better.
No. Or maybe I'm getting used to their mediocrity. I don't know which one.
Mediocrity.
But you know, I started this big English now. You understand? Yeah, we go school, guys. Guys, stop now.
you don't
ask personal information online. You understand? Personal. We're trying to protect our personal information.
It's all good. So today's gist, I saw something online during the week that our dear brother Small Doctor was actually arrested by the police.
Dude, I saw that video, man.
So epic. It was epic. It was actually, it was brutality. The police were actually beating him.
Yeah, like they laid him on the floor in the main, like at the side of the main road,
and they were beating him.
They were beating him.
In the video, I actually saw a splash of blood on him.
On him, right?
So it was pretty crazy. It was crazy. The person videoing was like, Now small doctor, no beat now.
Somebody was even arguing with it. No beat. Now small doctor. Now small doctor.
At the scene, small doctor. You know the way the police kick people. They were kicking him. Him and his friend. Apparently, small doctor threatened the policeman along that Oshodi Road that I'm going to shoot you if you don't move away from me. So just, I think it was just an asthma or something. Then the person contacted the police.
Police and they came.
Then they chased him down. Then they blocked him on the road.
Are you serious?
And according to information, say that's not the first time that small doctor has been arrested. They say he has actually said that same stuff
countless times.
Countless of times, and this time.
So he caused it for himself. But still, though, still.
I don't actually blame the police because
I don't blame them. But come on, there's a level of etiquette you
level
show.
Of what? Someone should threaten you that I will shoot
it don't mean you publicly.
It's a matter of security.
It don't mean you publicly brutalize somebody like that.
What should
it's
they
not
do?
Right.
What about if he's with a gun?
They arrest him.
Arrest him.
Yes.
It's actually something that happens everywhere. Even you know how it happens in America.
Because it people. Happens everywhere doesn't mean it should be a norm. Doesn't mean we should see it as right. Come on.
But today is actually Small Doctor's show. I'm a better concert at the Gigi. So I was actually wondering, will he be able to make the concert?
Ah, it will now.
It will. It's true that Nigerian. I lost 20 Naira
change.
I just pray it changed, right? So let's move right to our number 8 song for this week. I've got Real Jam by OG Zino. The names nowadays, OG Zino.
Yeah, everybody's trying to be original, you understand? But it's not working well for some people. I will not mention names, but you know. Let's just leave it there. Let's play the number 8 song.
Yeah, busy souls nickname. What's your nickname?
Stop now.
It's time. Number 8.
Yeah, she freaking when she all alone. Screaming on the different tones of pregnancy. That's what I know. Freaky girl, that's what I want. That you wanna know. When she shake her boom boom down the floor. Wanna know, baby girl, what you want. Yeah, she come back with that big pack out the pie and be like,
good boy.
Okay, that was Red Gem by OG Zino.
OG Zino. Yes.
So, Kenzie, drop the gist. Drop.
Yeah. So, apparently, I like this word, apparently, because it makes me sweet. Donald Trump's daughter, like, Donald Trump, the armor that came out of his, you know,
Donald Trump,
is dating a Nigerian bred individual. Oh, God in heaven.
And do you know what happened? She brought him home on Thanksgiving Day.
She took him to see
he was in the presidential.
She took him to see President Donald Trump of the US.
Just visualize this. We're on the table, we're eating, we're having dinner.
And with Donald Trump's crunchy face, he's like, so who did you bring here for me today? It's like, Dad, this is my boyfriend.
It's from Nigeria.
His name is, and he's from Nigeria. What?
Nigerian?
He's Nigerian, but he's white.
Yes, how is that possible?
But he was raised in Nigeria. You know, his family went there. They have business there. And he was raised. What? Security!
He's not actually black. He's not actually black. So that kind of thing can happen. The only thing he's going to say, you don't have to say, how did you cope there?
Dude, it's Donald
that
Trump.
That country. How did you cope?
Do you live on trees?
You live on trees. That kind of thing. Donald Trump can actually be crazy, man. I saw something about maybe like a month ago where Donald Trump was like, he's going to stop. He's trying to cancel, what's his name? Like citizenship by birth, if they give it to you in America, automatically. Yeah. I saw that, so I was like, what? What?
You don't get happy plans.
You understand. I don't plan like 20 years, how many years
I'm telling
down.
You, man.
Don't take my wife.
I'm giving birth to any of my child in Nigeria.
Stop now.
So they imagine him trying to cast Nigerian's plan, all Africans' plan.
Guy.
We tried out, my parents and my little brother, we're about to give it to my little brother. Then my parents, we tried to run UK visa that time. They denied us two times. My mom's gonna give him a very
good time. Take out, take
out. Oh, they denied us, man. Sad stuff.
Don't worry, it's fine.
We're
just
Nigerian.
We go, guy, we go see one now. Donald Trump, no, enough he win. Trust
by
me.
By the grace of God. Even with this Brexit, everything. I don't know, why are they just trying to make life hard for us, we Africans?
I don't get
it. We want to leave Nigeria.
We want to leave our country. See or leave. Let us leave.
Let us go.
Like,
oh, God.
Last, we could do alright.
We'll do alright. You don't get
I just
choice.
Know in the next 2-3 years, you just see me probably in America, you'll be like, yo, Kenzie, what's good, bro?
And I'm like, what's good? I probably did.
In
know,
Nigeria, maybe
stop now.
Through
no, stop
side.
Now. I'm in Dubai. I'm in Dubai. I'm chilling Dubai. Dubai. I have one, like, one mad resort in Dubai like that.
One mad resort. Now, so they build up.
We got dream now. Stop now.
Okay,
what's
it's a pretty good thing. Dreamers don't die young.
You
so
understand?
Just dream. I pray you're collided.
But don't dream away your life, yeah.
Amen.
Amen to that.
So as always, Refine Calm Down Show, we have a super guest
super
in the house. As
extraordinary
always.
Star extraordinaire. I'm going to say that
wait,
twice.
Wait, maybe no lie. Maybe no lie. Just
him. No. I got hype this guy. He my nigga.
Bloody
nigga.
Fams,
oh,
bro.
God. No, but this one is not actually fam. This guy's my nigga. Like, we go way back, man. Uh-huh. I got nothing but
you're
love.
Some
this guy.
Over
guy.
We'll bring him on the show pretty soon, pretty soon.
So just keep your fingers crossed and wait for an awesome, spectacular artist in the house.
Bombs.
What?
So let's move right to number 7 song for this. We got Dino, and he calls this song Baby.
Mm.
Dino,
baby.
All these love my boys everywhere.
You understand?
I mean, love. That's what I can see.
I'm already loving.
Enjoy.
It's time, number 7.
Like I said, those videos as we try hype you. Me just post
baby, up. Baby, you're so beautiful. And I like the way you're looking tonight. The way you're looking tonight.
Oh, oh yeah.
Baby. Oh, yeah, come make I make you my wife. Make I make you my wife. Oh. Try your body banging. Try your beauty banging. Make a cover land, eh? She go be my wife, eh? Girl, your body banging. Girl, your beauty banging. Make a cover land, eh? She go be my wife, eh? Let me hold you tonight. Girl, I know go feel like. Our love no feel die.
Our love no feel die.
Baby. See me taking over. Your eyes, your kiss, your smile. Girl, you give me softly. Baby. Say we taking over. Your eyes, your kiss, your smile. Girl, you give me softly. Everything I do now for you. All I got them jealous you. Baby, ain't nobody sweet past you. Boy, yeah. Surely do for me, baby.
Welcome back to
welcome,
the Redefined Countdown Show.
Welcome back.
That was Dino and he called them on Baby.
Like some guys smooth jams. Love our boys will not kill us.
Yeah, all your pathetic love stories.
Stop now. Anyways, back to some church. I mean, who saw the traffic on Friday?
Bro!
Dude!
It was pretty crazy, man.
That thing was insane. I mean,
crazy.
And they were trying to wind us in the afternoon where Third Mainland Bridge was so free. I'm like, what's
wait,
going
did
on?
Did you try to go out?
Yeah, I went out, man. I went wait. Out and I came back. I passed the Third Mainland Bridge like by 1-2 in the afternoon.
Okay.
And it was so free. And I'm like, because I know Experience was happening that day. Sheila was happening that day. I mean, Redeemed Congress and the convention was happening that day.
MFM had a program.
I mean, there was was it Adekunle Gold's? Adekunle Gold had a concert.
Are you sure? No,
yeah.
I don't think so. He did not.
I know someone had a concert that day too. So it was like a lot of events. And I saw Third Mainland Bridge free and I'm like, wow, maybe
everybody
took up that. Dude, I was on my way home at that point, so I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, good. My own experience was because I closed from work around 5. So my way back from work, I go to Ojota. So I climbed the bridge. When I climbed the bridge, I saw the road. Man, it was blocked, like it was practically gridlocked. The BRT could not come out of their terminal. Do you know, I climbed the bridge back, I went back and I came back to the, I was coming back to Fadi area, man. I said, it's not me that's going to enter this traffic. I can't enter this traffic. Do you know, crazy. All the public transports were now passing Ikorodu Road, but they could not pass that Lagos Ibadan Expressway. Because it's going to be pretty crazy. How do you have Shiloh, Redeem,
and MFM on the same bloody day?
Sorry, please, I don't understand what's actually happening. Is it that, wait, I don't know, I'm having to set my mind that maybe this should be like, hey, this one... This is my, all these my people, they must not go for the show. Let's just have our shows together so you don't have the chance to
at
go
least
for
you, must, show. You must belong to one of these shows. To one of us. So you must come.
You don't have a chance to pick one of them.
Dude, man.
And I saw a tweet about this shit. They say, if you are just feeling the sudden urge to get married,
dude, know that they are taking your picture to Shiloh. Your picture are better.
You're not having this one thing.
Or you're just hearing one girl's name. Maybe it's Precious.
Just know your name has gone to Shiloh.
Precious have carried. Just call and say, Precious, did you take my picture, Shiloh? Or if you're not somebody like, you know, somebody that I will not mention, that you have like 5 Preciouses on your contact list, you're all done finished. Yeah, it's all over for you. But anyway, sir, if you were in the traffic, man,
I'm sorry, bro.
More grease to your elbows, or you try as you reach home like this, just supposed to go bath, you know, sleep.
You're not even hungry. You're not hungry. Hungry. You don't chop like 2 gala for
the
traffic.
The traffic has filled you up, you know.
2 galas and lakasira. That's the traffic.
Soft.
That is gala and lakasira. That's Nigerian traffic meal.
Guys,
do you know something about Nigerian traffic? You can actually buy anything you want in traffic. I'm sure you can buy a land in traffic. You can buy a chair, you can buy anything.
I've seen somebody hawking chicken in traffic. This dude was holding like 3 chickens on this side, 3 chickens on this side. And I'm like, bruh.
You can buy all you can eat on the road. You can buy clothes. You can buy shoes. You can buy.
You can buy a complete set in traffic. Like, say you come off your ass naked.
Do you know something? There are different places where you can see this stuff. If you need house accessories, just go to Ikeja, that GRE area. For that big.
This guy don't travel Lagos well.
If you are looking for food stuff, you can just go to somewhere like My 12. You see the food stuff. Nigerian traffic depends on what you
depends
want.
On, you know, they should be calling Nigerian traffic the traffic market.
I'm telling you. You need food, go to My 12. You need household stuff. Kedja.
Everything but has it.
If you don't have money, please don't near the island.
Don't stop now.
So the kind of stuff you'll be walking on the island. Like, dude, bro.
You yourself, you'll be confused. Is it traffic market I am in, or I am in like Maryland Mall or something, and I don't understand? Because
traffic in Nigeria, man, is one of a kind.
It's one of a kind, man. You can't find that traffic anywhere else.
It's in Lagos, man. Just in Lagos, man.
Let's not generalize. It's in Lagos, we are the hub. We own traffic.
You own traffic.
We own it. We own the traffic market.
So good. Let's move right to our number 6 song.
Number six
song for this week, we got Lost to the City. That name is awesome. It's Lost to the City.
Lost to the City.
And this one's by Lem Young, featuring Kashifa.
Yeah, these names though.
Yeah, this sounds pretty cool though.
This name though, let me young.
Enjoy, guys.
It's time, number 6.
Lemyang. Guy, that thing sounds some type Chinese. Mami, Lemyang.
I don't know if I could pronounce it right.
Data is live.
Are you serious?
Lost in the City by Le Mignon. Am I pronouncing that well? I
don't think Le Mignon. Kashifa.
Dude, now
I actually saw them. They are not actually based in Nigeria. She's Canadian. Some pretty crazy students and stuff. It's all good.
Now, Justin, Ricardo Banks just opened his own record label, Banks Music.
That's
what?
Crazy, man.
No, that is crazy. But that is crazy.
Wait, to you, when do you think is the best time for someone to just branch out of a record label?
Man, I don't think there is a best time to branch out of a record label. It's just your time. Ain't nobody got the same time in the world. I mean, if you feel like these people are undermining you and these people aren't doing
enough, I don't think undermining
for you
is the word, because everybody, we all want to be an entrepreneur. We want to run.
True that. But some people work better when they're being helped by other people.
Okay.
Some people can do everything together. I mean, opening your own record label means you actually have to sign other artists.
Yaya, you know Yaya. Yaya actually owns his own record.
He left it and went to this dude, Don Jazzy's record label. So, I mean, some people don't know how to be the boss.
Saying, like, when I say, okay, I get you.
Get some people don't know how to be the boss. So, it's not bad to still remain under a record label. I mean, it's some sort of loyalty that they would actually cherish. You did. But if you feel like these people are not, you know, using you to your best potential, I mean, you can go out on your own.
So, don't you think there will be something like a beef or something? Imagine.
Nah. Yeah. It depends on how you do it. I mean, if you finish your contract and you're like, all right. Even maybe a few months before, you tell them, oh, this is what I have planned, this is what I got to do.
You saw the, was in Flyboy, that's Vadu. What's his
that
name?
That was just
Kiss Daniel.
That was just nasty. That was a very nasty breakup.
Really messy.
It was a very nasty breakup. It was not nice at all. I believe there would have been a better way to solve that. I mean, if we had actually had to sit down with this. Though some bosses are insane. Some record labels are just insane. They would want to milk you dry, DJ. But I believe there are ways you would talk to these people that you would be able to live without any beef or anything.
Exactly.
Alright, so now we are moving to our number five song. But before we go, remember we promised at the beginning of the show that we are going to be asking a question, and if you know it, all you gotta do is post the answers up on ROG Music Africa's IG page.
Yes.
With the hashtag Redefined Countdown question. So the question is, what is the number one song on the first ever Redefined Countdown show? If you know it, post it up on our IG page, ROG Music Africa's IG page, with the hashtag Redefine NG Countdown question. Now, if you get it,
you stand a chance to win loads and loads of free. It might just be a phone.
You know how we do.
It might be airtime.
Probably. It might be data or a free ticket to one of these December shows that everybody has been raving about. So,
it might just be Burna Boy Live, man.
You understand?
It might be 50k VIP tickets. We're not saying.
We're saying it might. So, try your luck, and you know, let's see what you win. So
it's about time we bring on our superstar guest artist for this week.
Yes.
Strictly talent.
Now he's dope. He's just dope. Can I do the introduction?
This is my nigga.
This dude is amazing. Mm-hmm. Personal baby crooner.
Mm-hmm.
Man, when I was in school, this dude actually composed a song for the sports festival for my faculty.
Huh?
It was crazy, man, and the song was dope. Huh? My God, this dude is just an amazing talent, and
do you need cream?
Calm down.
Do you need a blanket?
He's none other than the one, the only, the most amazing, the most extraordinary White Muse. What? What's up, my nigga? What's up?
Okay,
what's up?
Man,
what's
good, man. Bro? How you doing, man?
We're good.
You're looking fresh to some kind tribe vibes. What's good?
Nigga, I'm okay, man. I'm fine, man.
You're looking fresh. I like to die. Hope Sal's not catch you on the road.
I'm still scared, man.
Nah, man. God, you're a fair boy. They cannot touch fair boy.
You're white.
You take your one Oyibo boy like this. You understand?
My guy was driving on Friday. We're going to Spirit Mix studio to go and mix one song like that, and they stopped us.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Sal's or police?
Police. I was at the back. At first, they were like, "You can go," and then I think when the guy saw me at the back, we're like, he told the guy in front, stop that guy.
This police.
Yeah, but
do you flash them anything?
Nah, check my phone now. I'm straight, man.
I know that he's a church boy.
I'm clear.
They sing for church and everything.
This guy.
Now my guy now. I
do not ask you the question.
Don't be angry. I'm excited.
It's all good, Sha. It'll be alright. So White Muse, what have you been up to? What's popping? What's good? You just dropped a new jam about last 2 weeks.
Two weeks ago, I dropped Stew.
Stew. I saw your name Stew. Like, was he? You said you wanted to catch a few vibes of the Stew crew.
That was my plan actually. I was trying to get to the Stew gang to get noticed. Kind of. It was not like a song. It was like a freestyle.
Okay, did you achieve what you wanted to achieve?
Yes, this guy's a teak, man. Whiskey is our guy. So he doesn't have our time at all, bro.
I understand.
We're trying our best to do that, bro. The song is out. It's out on SoundCloud. The video is out on YouTube. You can go check it out.
Wow. Yeah, I saw that video. Man.
It's a viral video, though, not like a professional video. It's a viral video.
It's fine.
Well, it's all good, though.
The video was chill.
So it's pretty cool.
It was pretty cool, yeah.
White Muse. Five okay, words. Let's just come back to you. Before we come back, we have to go back to our number four song. And our number four song for this week. Our number five song for this week. We got Means. And he calls this one Odoyewu. The last time on the show, we actually debating the meaning of Odoyewu. Let's move right to our number five song. We'll come back to that. Enjoy. Means.
It's
Odoyewu.
Time. Number five.
You're now rocking with the fire boy. My funny little my girl. Yeah, but it's late. I don't wanna know who you came with. You two, they do shakara. Give me your number, let me save it. My femita, better. Love you, but better. You're now rocking with the fire, boy. I'm funny, you my devil. Hey, you go benefit. You want to foot to your genetics. Mama told you a dada. The mother girls with the people. Share your mama, your papa, then be singer.
Welcome back. That was Odoyewu by Means. We still got White Muse in the studio. What's up,
yes,
my nigga?
We do.
I'm fine, man. I'm okay, man.
Now, White Muse, I know for a fact that you're my guy, that you're studying physics in Unilag.
I studied physics. I'm done.
Hey, Oshay, graduate. I don't forget.
Yeah, I'm done, man.
Studying physics, man. That's not easy, bro.
At all, man. But you started your music career in school. So how was it mixing? Because I know physics is like hellish. So how was it mixing physics and music?
It wasn't easy at all, man, because I don't know, I was just trying to do my bit, trying to make sure that people around me know that I could do music. I didn't really start music career in school. I was just dropping a few songs, like maybe two songs in a year, just to make my friends and people around me know that, okay, this is what I do, so they could support me when I want to start fully. So I just finished now.
So
and
you're just trying to gather like a fan base.
Yeah, I gather something little so everybody knows that, okay, this is what this guy does, even if he's in school. So now that I'm out, okay, I'm gonna kickstart fully.
Like, so was it easy? How were you balancing exams, jacking, everything?
At first, I was trying to do both. When I was in 200, I was trying to do music and physics like 50-50, but it wasn't working. It was affecting the music and it was affecting physics. So both were going down. In year three, it started hitting me hard. You get from school, so I felt like, okay, let me just let the music go for like a year. So I didn't do music from June 2017. I didn't do music again until August this year. Just came back again with the joy.
I have my questions for that song, bro. What's that song dedicated to?
Okay.
Hey, I saw the
okay. See that pause. I like this story. I like where this story is going.
I wrote the song for a very special person. You know, my mom was special to me because she's late now, but she was pretty much special. So the love between my mom and my dad and the shared, I was expecting it from another person, and I think I was getting it then, and
you were getting it, so
yeah, I was getting it then. I felt like, okay, this is a love that I saw when I was very little before my mom died, and someone is trying to show me that right now, so she's pretty much special. And
so up to now, are you guys still dating or
I never said I was dating her. Did I say that?
No, he didn't say
I said
that.
Someone will show me. Okay, so
now I'm throwing you the question now.
So
are you guys dating?
Are you in a relationship?
Is she the one?
The girl I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yes.
The girl that was showing me that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the one. Yeah.
She's the one. You have to think about it though. But okay, it's cool. She's the one. That's cool. I think we'll be coming back.
You have to move right to our number four song for this week. And number four song for this week, we got Cruise by Kelly and Michael TBG. Enjoy.
It's time. Number four.
Don't catch feelings. Catch Cruise.
She won't use me. Catch Cruise. Oh, me, I'm gonna cruise and I 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 wanna cruise in my car. Oh, yeah. She won't use me. Catch Cruise.
Like say it's on, baby girl, I don't care where you're from. Yeah. I'ma hit it over and over like I've been banging on the drum. Fresh to babes, my man, where the drinks at? Call up my guys, let them see me, then bring shots. Where the levels, man, we could level up. We could fly to the sky, no visa. She wanna make a boy stress. On the phone, cause she know she blessed. Maybe you can put it for a test. Man, you know that I'm the best. I feel beaten from my chest.
Kelly and Kel TBG. Welcome back. Fresh Boy, Sweet Boy Association. Are you a member of Sweet Boy?
Nah. Still.
Still gang. Everything
still.
So white news. Mention like three things you can't do without.
Three things I can't do without.
Three things is small. Just make it four.
Four things you absolutely cannot do without.
Live without or do without.
This guy, why you just have to complicate things, man?
You just gotta go with the flow.
Okay, let me just go live without. No, live without is actually too simple. It's actually, you just say, tell me hair, food. It's just do without. Let's just say,
things you can't do without. They are not the regular things. They're not the regular things.
Three things you can't do without.
My eyes.
No, things. Your eye will be thin. Like,
your eyes, you can't do
without. Okay, it can be like, can you do without your phone? In a day, or
it's in a day. Things
okay,
I can't do in a
three
day.
Things you can't do without in a day.
Yeah, there's nothing I can't do without in a day.
Are you serious? Are you that okay?
But I don't really care.
Three things you can't do without.
Three things I can't do without. Calling myself awesome, because I am. I'm an amazing individual. One, two. Talking. I cannot stay a silent day. It's not possible. I would die of death itself. And I think that's it. I'm fun. I can't stay day bored. Guy, I gotta find something to do.
Sleep now, bro.
Bro, please. Back. Main focus on White Muse. So, White Muse, should we be expecting anything from you? An EP, an album before the year runs out? Because we had someone on the show that told me he wants to drop like 10 songs
before the year runs out. Guy.
And that was like November.
The only thing that can happen before the year runs out is Moti helping me to blow. It's up.
Yeah. See the fans. Like, see why you guys are friends.
You see, we share some traits. I like my nigga.
It's up. Typical Lagosian. Lagos boy. We can find way in the smallest,
things.
It's all good. Let's move right to number three song. We don't got time again. And this one's by Foresight, and it calls this one Quarterback. Enjoy.
Data is live.
Run it back, run it back, run it back, quarterback, yeah. Run it back, run it back, run it back, quarterback, yeah. Run it back, run it back, run it back, quarterback, yeah. Run it back, run it back, run it back, quarterback, yeah. Coming through drip with a gang, yeah. Coming through drip with a band, yeah. Last night I took a L, yeah. Won't let it happen again. Ain't gonna stop till
and I'm 6 feet deep. Stay putting work like I'm in these streets. Eyes in the green, I don't want no beef, cause they envy me, I'm the MVP. Whip up the voo-voo-voo-voo. Late nights up in the stew. I might just hit up the booth. Hey. I ain't afraid of you. It's undebatable. I could get rid of you. I paid the dude, I paid the dude. You're gonna get like me. Doing my BSC. I gotta feed my G's. Catching a check, Nike. Yeah, I had a rough past, but I never look back. Shackle, shackle real fast. Watch me do my dance. Watch me do my dance. Watch me do my dance. Footwork with a hands. Watch me do my dance. Got a 100 missed calls on my FaceTime. But I'm focused on a mission. Yes, yeah, game time. I go acapella, what I need a beat for. Even judges could've never bought on these calls. Yeah, I passed the ball, yeah, and I want it back, yeah.
Welcome back, and that was Foresight, and he calls that one quarterback. Quarterback, yeah.
Quarterback, yeah.
So, White Muse, what was your craziest, like your worst experience while performing a song? Anywhere, anything, like your world. Craziest experience so far?
Wow.
Like your worst experience. I don't hear you saying, Omo, I shut down this place. I don't hear like, Omo, they stole me water, all these guys. So I don't hear the gist in total.
You understand? Okay. Worst performance ever.
Worst experience. I don't see worst performance. The performance might be mad, but the experience, maybe the feedback.
Okay, let me talk about the performance. I don't know. Always, that's always been good.
Okay.
The only issue I've been having is there's one time like that, I think 2 years ago. When Unilag though, Sports Center, I was trying to get a spot to perform, and they were like, who's this guy? Like, who's this guy now? So he told me, yes, okay, I could perform. I had to wait like for over 40, 50 minutes.
Are you serious?
Just kept waiting. Other guys would come. They're like, ah, this guy don't come here. I'll let him perform. So the guy would go in me. I'll just keep waiting.
Did you later perform that day?
I didn't perform, man.
Are you serious?
It happened twice that year. I think I was unrecognized, I guess. So.
Right now, man, you just enter, you step in.
Enter that place
and there. Beauty.
There are places I still go to, and I still wait. I still have to wait.
It's actually a gradual stuff.
And I still don't perform too, so.
It's not easy to actually get there, but it's all good. So, White Muse, definitely, is there anything you want to say to people following you or anything? Like, I still ask you, not answer my question, are we expecting anything from you?
Yeah, something is.
Where do you see yourself in next 2 to 3 years or next year? In the music industry, because
big, you know, shutting down O2 Arena 2 years from now. O2,
yeah,
I'll shut down.
Yeah, get plans.
Dreamers don't die.
Nah, I'll shut down O2. Within now, next 3 years, I'll shut down O2.
O2?
Yeah, O2 Arena, man. Wow.
So, are we expecting anything?
Yes, in January, in the early days of January, something should be out. I'm working on it right now.
EP or just a song?
Just a song. The EP should be out before June next year.
No point. So, any name here for the EP?
Ah. Keep that.
No, definitely. Before you say something's coming up, you must have.
Sure. We'll have a guest already.
Are we expecting features or just you? Features.
It should be just me. It should be about just the Muse and episodes. That's the name of the EP, though.
Episodes. Yay. So you heard it first. You heard the first countdown show. White Muse is going to be dropping an EP probably June or something, and it's going to be called Episodes. Episodes of the Muse.
You understand?
Episodes of the Muse. Yeah.
Sounds ominous.
So definitely, before the show runs out, every artist that comes to the Redefined Countdown show always drops something.
You gotta do a freestyle. What?
Bro, calm down. Calm down.
No, this is not how we do this.
What up, White Muse? You gonna
do a freestyle for us?
So are you ready for us? And freestyle is a Redefined Countdown, that kind of stuff. You get stuff generally.
Right.
So you ready for us?
Okay, let's do. Oh yeah, listen to the radio. Rock Music Africa. Now the station, no. Always high, they know they lay low. Redefine countdown. Oh yeah, feel my flow. My voice like a faraway gun. Cause when I sing them, the generation. So my seed like a plantation. Boy, music my foundation.
Hey, yeah, you're too proud. Music now your foundation.
That's the way, bro.
After going to school for how many years, you still have the chance to come and see music now your foundation. You're too proud.
I was in choir.
Lecturers should not hear this.
I was in choir since I was 9. So
even the choir. Why is it that most musicians they come when you say where do you start music from?
I started music. From the
choir. No, you have to start. That basically has to be there. Say basically, I started music from the choir. If I hear basically from anybody's mouth, I can literally stab you. Like, don't you know English? Every English you say must have basically.
But it was.
It's just that apparently our time is up.
So sad. Just
drop the mic. So sad. White Muse was pretty dope having you, even though we had little time to spend with you. But it's pretty dope, man. You shared a few lives for us. So, White Muse, you just have to go, man.
All right,
we gotta go.
So, ending the Redefined Countdown show. Don't forget to answer our question of the week or watch out for the data tag on any of our songs.
Yes.
Stand a chance to win the phones.
And also, artists out there, you can drop your songs on ROGMusicAfrica.com and you stand a chance of winning some dope ass shit.
You can win the phone, tickets, like you said, just anything. Like. So, from Redefined Countdown Squad, you can follow us at RedefineNG on Instagram and follow on Twitter.
Kenzie_DC on Instagram and Twitter.
And White Muse, about you?
THAWHYTE, The White Muse, at The White Muse on all platforms, please.
That's pretty dope, man. So, starting out from the Redefined Countdown crew, and number one song for this week, we got On Six, and they call this one Buffoon.
See y'all later, people.
Enjoy.
Tonight.
It's time and it's number one.
Oh, nah, nah. She wash me like shampoo.
I say, cool, papa.
She tell me say she go follow if I get the money. Plus she wants an iPhone that is bigger than knife. On the grease, can't they wonder why they find get no one give me face. I'm a young OG fine boy on the wave, but you know I got you, and you know I want you. Oh yeah, give me, I'm on a true good baby.